There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No, I stretched.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Strong start to the show, Jimmy. Guy's been on his music game lately. He had some iffy days, and all of a sudden, he's back with a vengeance. Played a little Jimi Hendrix the other day. A little, Sugar Hill Gang? A little Sugar Hill Gang here. We're having the time of our lives. Weird ending to the Heat game last night. I know Solana and everyone involved in the Heat broadcast. Anybody watching, like myself, probably a little stunned at the way the Heat game ended, because they actually played Phoenix pretty tough. And they had an opportunity there at the end. You need a three, you know, because who missed the free throw? Was it Devin Booker, Solana? Did he miss a free throw?
Yeah, D-Book.
89% from the line, and he missed.
Crazy. Almost missed the second one. And then the Heat have a chance. They happen to be very good at drawing up plays in that situation. I don't know what happened. I don't know why Jimmy Butler seemed to float inwards instead of saying outside the three-point line. But he got himself back behind the three-point line. You have to be aware of the clock in the situation. I know he's being contested there, but you got to let the ball go, I think.
And then threw it to the beer man in the stands.
Like, threw it to Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero was up in the third row, chilling, watching. He's going to sling it.
It was not a great pass to Tyler. And it didn't matter anyway. It was too late. The buzzer sounded. Tyler never would have gotten a shot off. But it is, you know, and I said it, I think, game three or four, like when you have engaged Jimmy versus disengaged Jimmy. I cannot understand in that situation looking to pass it, even if you're being contested, because everyone wants to hit that shot. Especially, you know, the alpha dog one on any team. That one was a little confounded. He knew the moment he let it go to Tyler, too. Like, he put his head in his hands. Like, it was such a blunder.
What have I been saying? I'm glad you put it that way, Hawk. The alpha dog, you said one. I say all the time, we don't have a one. We have a couple good twos, and we have some great threes. Because when they went down 103 to 106, they called a timeout, and they drew up something to Jimmy to get the ball in the ISO, and the ISO was on KD, and Jimmy could not get a shot off because KD's long and a big defender. We don't have an alpha dog one offensive player. Solana gets on me all the time. Jimmy is a great player, Jimmy's not an elite player. We can't have a guy just to make offense by himself. That's our problem right now. It happened at 106-103, and it happened at the end of the game. Jimmy is not an offensive threat like that.
Jelana, what was your take on that final possession?
First of all, Crowder, that's fine. You could say that, but keep the same energy in the playoffs, okay? Keep the same energy in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, we also watched Jimmy Butler score 50 points in the playoffs, and you were dead silent.
2 years ago.
Will he be there in the playoffs?
Irrelevant.
What I could do 2 years ago, I can't do now. Yeah, I had 45 minutes 2 years ago in the bedroom. Okay. Now I have 32 minutes. Time gets a hold of you.
I would bet the under on 32.
First of all, it actually goes opposite. It really goes the other way. I have to tell you, being 54, yeah, you've been there. You've done it. I mean, it's, you know, things can go way too long.
You remember, no, Hassan, you remember the possession I'm talking about.
Absolutely, and there was a similar one.
2:30 left in the game, yep. And they schemed it up to get Jimmy an ISO, and KD guarded him, and Jimmy couldn't do anything. I think Jimmy had two opportunities because Highsmith got a rebound off a dumbass fadeaway from 94 feet away, and they gave it back to Jimmy, and Jimmy couldn't get another shot up. I bet the Heat last night in game on Hard Rock Bets app. I'm like, oh, the Heat got them. Jimmy couldn't do nothing. He couldn't do anything offensively.
He couldn't do anything, Crowder.
Phoenix,
he couldn't do
anything? I bet, okay. Phoenix -5.5, by the way. I lost that game.
Coward.
So we lost on both sides.
Yep.
You really won, if you think about it. I mean, gentlemen.
In what way?
Beware is all I'm going to say. Okay, beware. Because Khalil Ware.
Because he hit a three.
It was a great debut. You had the Pella debut a couple nights ago versus Sacramento. You really won that game as well, considering how well Pella Larsen played. And then you had the Khalil Ware debut. I mean, beware, gentlemen.
So you're saying forget the outcome. Khalil Ware is the future of the organization.
To blame it on Jimmy, though, to me, it is bizarre. The last possession was mind-numbing, and okay, fine.
Yeah, no, I'm not blaming it on Jimmy. I thought they played them very tough, and he had a decent game. Like, they played him tough. Phoenix is a really good team. In that situation, it's confounding that Jimmy doesn't get a shot off. Like, that's confounding.
Agreed.
To me that he doesn't lean in and try to get the foul. Behave in the way that any star behaves in that particular situation. It was the weirdest thing that it even occurred to him to give up the ball. Not only because he's Jimmy Butler and the number one, because you have to be aware of the clock. It was confounding to me. I stared at the TV after that happened. I just couldn't correlate what I watched with what the situation was.
What's frustrating, though, to me is that how many times over the course of the last couple of years do the Heat, down three, down two, give Jimmy Butler the ball to win the game from three, and then next day
they give him the ball, and he wants to take a three, and he'll just dribble it out and stand behind the three and fire one up.
And what happens the following day? We come on the show, and you two are complaining that Jimmy Butler is being alpha male, taking threes for the win when he's not the best three-point shooter. Yesterday, what appeared to happen.
Correct. He's not the best three-point shooter?
His three-point percentage has gone up.
He shouldn't shoot threes the rest of his life.
Stop it.
But that's not an unfair criticism. You're gonna level two things here that are not level. Like, if they're down two or down one, and he can go and maybe get some contact and end up at the free throw line, and he chooses to shoot a three, yes, he's up for criticism there. In this instance, there is no scenario other than him shooting a three, and he didn't do it.
Terry Rozier gets trapped at the high right side or high left side, and he throws the ball.
Now we're going to blame Terry Rozier.
I'm not blaming Terry Rozier, but I can see where for a second there was a lapse in judgment on both sides. The play is drawn up for Terry to get it. He gets trapped. He has to make a good pass to Jimmy so that Jimmy can catch and shoot. Instead, the pass is inside the three-point line now. By the time Jimmy catches 2 seconds, he has to turn around, step back, and take a three-pointer. The pass wasn't perfect. The Heat, for the second straight game, didn't execute down the stretch. And I'm with you. It's mind-numbing that they don't take the shot, but I understand why Jimmy hesitated, because by the time he pulled up and he left his feet, there's two guys in his face already.
Right, so lean into him.
Or throw it to the beer man in the third row.
Or throw it off the guy's knees, and hopefully you get the ball out of bounds again with enough time on the clock. Do anything but what you did.
Crazy to
me. Haywood Highsmith kept us in that game from 2:33 out. And Jimmy Butler's supposed to be the star.
Just going to ignore Tyler Hero's big night as well. I mean, you're blaming.
Listen, you, Tyler's good. That guy can bang down threes, Jimmy, man. He can bang down threes.
And he was hitting big ones. But I bring up Jimmy. Solana brings up Terry Rozier. I bring up Jimmy. He brings up Tyler. I bring up Jimmy. He brings up Tella Parsons, Larsa Pippen, whatever the boy's name is. I'm talking about Jimmy being the dog that's supposed to finish that game last night.
But how many times are we going to do this with Jimmy Butler? Like, he's not going to be playoff Jimmy.
He's the one.
But he's not going to be playoff Jimmy during the regular season.
Playoff Jimmy? We didn't ask him to put up 50 points. We asked him to fire up. I didn't even care if he made it. Just fire off a three when the clock is running out and you're down by three.
I'm with
Tyler Hero looks stupid on TV because he passes it to Tyler. Tyler's sitting down drinking a beer. Tyler's going to try to jump off the ground real fast. Come on, man.
Go look at the replay. Duncan Robinson's on the other side of the court. He knew the second Jimmy Butler left his feet, his hands were already like, oh, no. Why? But I'm just taking issue with Crowder blaming Jimmy Butler on one possession where he went isolation against Kevin Durant, who happens to be a very good defender, and he's 7 feet tall and 18 feet long. Hey, how about the Miami Heat as a whole from the five-minute mark until the 1 minute and 30-second mark not scoring a single field goal? Tyler Hero put them up with 4 minutes and 53 seconds left, 103-101, and then the Suns go on a 7-0 run. It wasn't just Jimmy. Bam Adebayo built the largest brick house ever built in the history of man yesterday, missing his first 9 shots. He finished like 3 of 15. There's a lot of blame to go around. Be upset about the final play, but don't blame this solely on Jimmy Butler because he happened to play a pretty decent game.
I literally came out of the box and said a strange final possession for the Heat. That's all I'm talking about. I, again, think that they played a good game to be in it at the end and have an opportunity to tie it. And I certainly didn't even expect him to hit that shot because of the way that he was being contested. I expected him to shoot a shot. That's all I wanted. That's why I thought it was strange.
I took Bam at halftime over 13.5 points. I'm like, he can't have the same second half he just had in the first half because he didn't know where the rim was. I don't know if Bam needs LASIK.
How'd
he didn't
work
know
out
where
for
the
you?
Rim was at times. And I took him, and he scored 12. Bam was terrible offensively. But it's the same thing I say. When after that 2:30 mark, what did they do? They gave the ball to KD. KD got the ball. KD went. I think KD
and that
scored
guy,
six.
He is a wizard, man.
He scored six or eight in a row. It's like, hey, go get it.
What he can do. Even when the shot clock was down to like one and he did that little fadeaway floater or whatever. Good clock awareness. He didn't chuck it over to someone standing in the corner next to Beer Man.
He's actually a son, Hawk.
Cute.
Yeah. Throw it up to the
You waited all that time.
And see if
you
she
waited
can make
all that time to fire off that joke, Donna Winter.
What about What about Nurkic taking a 39-foot three-pointer with the clock expiring and it was nothing but net? The guy hit three threes last night, man. Like, infuriating.
That's why Bam didn't score was that big Nurkic. I'm willing to go down there with him.
I'm willing to have that conversation. Anthony Chang tweeted out earlier, Bam's efficiency in the paint has dropped over 10%. Like, I'm willing to have those conversations, but I'm not going to sit here and listen to Jimmy needs to be the alpha and he sucked the final 5 minutes. Like, bro, nobody played well. That's been the Heat's issue against good teams. They don't execute as a team.
Yeah, but I think you hold him to a different standard.
He's the big dog. He's the alpha. Who is it? Lella Parsons?
Like, I mean, that's not unfair to hold him to a different standard.
I'm not saying it's not fair to hold him to a different standard. I'm saying don't nitpick one possession outside of the final play, which is abysmal.
It was a strange possession, and I am nitpicking on that particular possession. Absolutely, because it was an odd possession.
I'm nitpicking 106-103, call a timeout, set up a play for Jimmy to get the ball, and for the next 2.5 minutes, Jimmy does nothing, and KD rips our heart out. That's what I'm nitpicking. Is that too nitpicky?
He's the most prolific scorer in the history of the league.
He's 36.
Why can't Jimmy just be something of a scorer? I don't need prolific.
Old.
I need something of a scorer.
Because we have Haywood Highsmith, man. I don't know what to tell you.
We have a big show. Speaking of all this, we have Heat tickets to give away today. Heat and Sixers, Monday, November 18th. You can go watch them run around like chickens with their heads cut off. You can watch them at the Kaseya Center and drown your sorrows in just gallons of beer. not funny. I mean, they were playing a top team, and they had a chance to tie it at the end. So they didn't have a terrible game. They had a terrible end of the game. Mm-hmm. But you can win Heat tickets today. We're going to give away that pair sometime before 6 o'clock. Again, Heat Sixers, Monday, November 18th. At the Kaseya Center. Gino Toretta today. Don Bailey Jr. today. We never even played the Don Bailey Jr. calls from last week yet. We need to do that. So we have a lot to get to this afternoon. Let's start with headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hey, Crowder, how many finals has Billy Napier been to?
Man, listen.
Billy Napier.
I'm telling you now, I see the reports. I saw the tweets. I don't know if this is 100% true.
It's 100% true.
They
announced
know.
It.
I announced my butt. Yeah, announce until it's not announced.
It's true. I don't know what you're talking about. I would say your info is faulty. That dude is back next season.
Mm-hmm. Let them lose out. What happens?
They're going to lose out.
And he's just still back.
Yep.
Okay. Market.
Okay.
Ear market.
No, I mean, maybe he's right, Hawk. I mean, what does a press release from the athletic director really mean?
Yeah, because athletic directors don't make decisions at Florida. Bull Gators do.
Mm-hmm. But what would be the end game there to send out a press release from the athletic department if you didn't really intend to retain him?
I don't know what this damn dummy's doing. Old Scott Strickland, whatever his name is. I just know that there's a lot of influential people that do not want Billy Napier back there at Florida next year.
That I don't doubt. He will be back.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Do the Bull Gators have $26 million? Because that's what the buyout clause would be for Billy Napier. That would be the second highest buyout clause for a head coach in college football history, which is why I imagine he will retain his profession next year.
Bull Gators got $96 million.
Yeah, let's see if any of that goes towards paying off Billy Napier, because my guess is no.
Give it to DJ Lagway. I don't know. I've heard different, though. I have heard different.
All right. How about some Dolphins notes? You guys interested?
Saw some interesting stuff today.
Gators to Dolphins. This is great.
CJ Beathard. Who did he get claimed off the practice squad from?
Was it Cleveland?
Someone took him. So now they're down to Tua and Skyler.
The Jags,
because
by the way.
Skyler,
Jaguars.
What, Jaguars took him. Right, because Trevor Lawrence not going to play this Sunday. Doesn't look like it'll probably be Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Dolphins have Tua and Skyler Thompson now because they don't have Tim Boyle anymore. C.J. Beathard's been claimed, and Tyler Huntley's not ready. I mean, you should be fine with two quarterbacks going into a game for the next couple of weeks. Mm. And I don't even know if Skyler's completely healthy.
Mm.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
They're close, though, according to Mike McDaniel. They're close. I mean, Bradley Chubb is doing good. He's close. But doesn't look like he's going to practice.
And bring in Kaepernick. He's ready, I heard.
Isaiah Wynn and Cameron Good. They're close. They're week to week. They're close, gentlemen. But they're not going to play.
All right.
I don't know.
Remember, Rob Pizzola told us yesterday that some big gambling syndicate is all over the Dolphins Monday night. That's why the line went down. Like a big mover and shaker gambling syndicate sent out to all their players and subscribers, Dolphins. It was plus 2.5 at that point. Went down to 1. Went all the way to 1. I don't know where it's at right now. Let me take a look.
It's 1 right now still. Rams minus 1. Yeah.
Wow. They bring in Jimmy Butler. He'll never get sacked. He'll just throw it out of bounds.
Or just hire Billy Napier. He'll lose out the rest of the year, get a top 5 draft pick.
So every time I bring up Jimmy, you're going to bring up Napier, Terry Rozier?
It's not a bad rebuttal. It's not a bad rebuttal.
So Napier and Terry Rozier are the answers to Jimmy.
That's where I'd go.
Crowder, yep. Just answer me one question. How many 50-point playoff games does Billy Napier have?
Zero. I don't know. Let me look at Louisiana Tech, wherever the hell he was before.
And how many career interceptions do you have just for fun? I just like asking you that question.
One. If I was where Jimmy was standing, I wouldn't just thrown it out of bounds, though. I probably would have just fell down and took the win.
How many game-tying shots did Jimmy Butler have last night?
Threw it out of bounds.
He had the ball in his hands for 3 seconds. None.
He passed it to Spo.
Same number as the amount of hair on the top of your head, Hawk.
That's not funny, Jimmy.
You. You wide open today, huh, Solana? Jimmy, go, with that giggle.
Jimmy's asking for a quick, stinging rebuttal.
You're right. It's not funny. It's hilarious.
Oh, look at that. Okay, Jimmy wants to push the line today. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let me tell you, Jimmy, that hair on your head is not too thick either.
At least I have hair.
I'd count that as one as well. You're closer to one than whatever you think it is. If we're going to round up or down, we're rounding to one.
And perhaps some information you guys would find useful. It took Jimmy 22 minutes to log on to a computer since the show started.
Yeah, good music to start the show.
Yeah. Does Bang have a login?
Still working on it.
Thursday night football tonight, gentlemen. It's a good one. Ravens, Bengals. We talked about how important this game could be for Cincinnati. Perhaps their season on the line. 8:15 tonight, Amazon Prime.
Zola yesterday said the over, which is up at 50 or something. I'm betting it.
It's 52. I've already bet it, Hawk. Last game was 41-38.
Was it really? I better put it in before it goes up.
Yeah, so I bet it this morning. 52. I'm taking the over. I don't know who the hell is going to win. I want to take the Ravens and the over, but the Ravens were minus 6. I was like, hell with that. I'm just putting it all
and a half
on the over
now.
I got it at 52.
I have to buy it down.
And the Panthers are back in action. Maybe a little something else to throw some action on. They host
the Predators.
Definitely
going to.
Yeah, they host the Predators tonight. They've been off since Saturday. So, Hawk, I don't know. I mean, fresh legs? Give me the over tonight. I don't know what it is.
Or rusty. Rest or rust. Oh. We could do that argument.
7 p.m. tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena. There's actually a lot of stuff to get to. We don't have time now. We'll get to it later. But the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers, have committed to a core of Bryce Young and Chuba Hubbard. They gave him an extension.
Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard.
I believe that's a pack of gum.
And this Jason Tatum revenge game ended exactly how I prayed it would. So glorious last night. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy today, around 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows, they'll drop into the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Hawk, how was the Civil War?
Hawk and Crowder.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of scenic views, we're staring at Gino Toretta on our video feed here. He joins us, of course, the Heisman Trophy winner on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He joins us on Thursdays. Gino will be in the Lone Star State Saturday for the Florida-Texas game. He'll have the call on Touchdown Radio, little Billy Napier action. He, of course, is charting his course for the next few seasons as the head coach at the great University of Florida, even though Crowder has a differing opinion that the athletic department may have gotten their press release wrong and that the Bull Gators are going to step in at some point and make a change. We'll ask Gino in a second. But Gino, he is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They have a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Traditions are better with Traeger. And Evening's Delight, so you head over there, you grab a Traeger during the holiday sale, add wood-fired flavor to your festivities. From November 16th through December 24th, you can get up to $400 off select Traeger grills, also save on pellets, rubs, and more. Gino, what do you think about Billy Napier being back as the head coach at Florida next season?
Listen, I just assume I am on the emails from the Gator Nation because as a media member and covering their games, I get an email. And I was so happy I get to come on the air and actually ask Crowder, because it is a vote of confidence, or we're just doing this to hold people at bay because we have the toughest finishing schedule of anybody in college football. And it's going to get worse, and he may not be our coach. I don't know, Channing. Listen, I think they've made huge strides since the bye week.
Yeah.
But I always get concerned for one's job when there's votes of confidence sent out, voiced, or emailed.
I would say, Gino, there's no other coach today that had emails and media blasts about they're going to be here next year. And that's what I was saying earlier. I've heard a different story from a lot of people I've talked to that donate a lot of money to Florida that they're not happy with this. What is it? Texas, LSU, Ole Miss? Like, it's about to get way worse, but now come out and say, oh, no, Billy's fine. Don't worry about it. I think that's a little, well, it's a flash paper of, no, we're good to go. Yeah, well, wait till the end of the season when they have that wrap-up meeting with all those Bull Gators. And I just want to make sure the message is the same in January as it is now.
Well, I would probably venture to say that the message has been heard by the athletic director's office, maybe not from you personally, but from some of those members, Bull Gators and big donors that have already voiced their opinion and are continue to voice. So maybe he's basically sending out that email to say, stop calling, we'll reevaluate at the end of the year.
Sounds, I don't know that if I've
new,
paid.
That was new phone, who this?
I don't know if I've paid total attention.
Sounds
like the Gators are having a terrible season. Is that correct, Channing?
You don't know who it is?
The Gators having a bad season?
Oh, I'm sorry, I got a new cell phone. Who is this?
Seems like things have gone south for the Gators since that UM game at the beginning of the season.
Well, their defense has played a lot better since the bye week. I mean, listen, I'm going by positives. They're going to go face one of the best teams in the Southeastern Conference on the road. Their defense has gotten a lot better, but let's be honest, it was 118th in the country. Now it's 81st, and we all know that. Being 81st in the country in anything in college football is not a high ranking and usually doesn't lead itself to many wins. So they have gotten better. And the worst, you know, you feel bad for, I don't know if I feel bad for Florida, but I hate the injuries. They've had a ton of injuries.
Man, you know,
Lagway got hurt last week.
Everybody has injuries.
Everybody has. Well, the one thing was, so Lagway hurts his hamstring so bad they have to give him an MRI. Now, I've pulled hamstrings in my day. I'm never fast enough to pull one enough to where they need to give me an MRI. But then after they get it, they're like, there's a road to recovery. And I'm like, man, if you pull a hamstring bad enough where they need to see an MRI of how bad it is, I'm going to venture to say he's not going out there in Austin and seeing any snaps. Would just be an educated guess by me.
Yeah, that's the same thing as Billy got the job next year. We're just putting out information and see what sticks.
Channing, you got to change CC on the video, on his little video, to Channing Crowder, number one Florida Gator fan.
Yeah, amazingly convenient for him to adopt the Canes this year when his team is terrible.
I watched that first game. I said, ooh, yeah.
I may be on the wrong side here.
Let me find somebody else to cheer for this season.
Speaking of the Canes, Gino, so the college football playoff rankings came out Tuesday night, and I think they were, ranked 4 and slotted number 3, something along those lines. Does it feel right to you? Does that seem fair?
Well, listen, they control their own destiny, and that's what you want at this point in time in a college football season. You don't want to have a loss or maybe two, and then you're relying on the committee to put you in that top 12. I think that if I'm Miami and I'm giving them advice, listen, it doesn't matter where you start in the first ranking, but you control your own destiny and just go out there and take care of business the rest of the season. And then you don't have to worry about where you're ranked or any of that stuff. You're going to get a first-round bye, because the rest of the season, there's no other team in the top 12 that's even in the Atlantic Coast Conference. So I would say control your own destiny and don't worry about the noise.
And, you know, you watch a lot of football. You cover it. Oh, it's Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, Miami. Are they right there with those other four teams? Because I know they're dogs. They're top 4, Gino. I know they're dogs, but – As you evaluate the games, like, those teams are very similar because they all compete with each other.
This is what I would say, and what's different with the NIL age is where we've seen Alabama, where we've seen Georgia have incredible top-line talent, they've also, their backups turn out to be first or second or third round picks, and there was tremendous depth. Well, now you don't have that depth. With the transfer portal, guys are leaving, and there isn't that depth. We saw Georgia when they had some injuries. Their defense isn't even close to what they are when their starting front line is healthy. They're dominant. And I think we haven't seen we don't see the depth across the board with those teams. I mean, Isaiah Bond, the top receiver for Texas, oh, by the way, he was the best receiver for Alabama last year. I mean, stars are actually transferring between schools. So I think that it's going to come down. It's going to look a lot, as the playoffs progress, like the NFL, who's healthy and what starters are healthy and as they progress. I think saw Ohio State against Penn State last week. Great team. Penn State was knocking on the door. You know, Ohio State's defense was stout, first and goal from the 3, and Penn State didn't get a point. I mean, it was just perplexing to me when your tight end was also a quarterback and he's 6'5", 250. I mean, don't you just line them up under center and just say, all right, if you can stop quarterback Wedge 4 times in a row with a 6'5", 260-pounder at quarterback, more power to you.
Good on you.
And they didn't do it, and then on fourth down, they throw to a guy that's quadruple covered. So I head scratch every week. But I would say that it's going to be exciting as heck because we've all seen it this season. Vandy's beaten, Alabama. I mean, heck, if Vandy wins out, they got an argument to say, look at our schedule and look at who we've beat to get in that top 12. So, but to answer, long-winded answer to your question, the depth isn't there across the board, so you're not going to see just four teams or a couple teams run away with it. I think everybody's got a shot in that top 12.
When you look at the Hurricanes, and they've got Georgia Tech this coming Saturday, when you look at the Hurricanes, can you see an NFL star in Cam Ward? And do you see NFL success for Xavier Restrepo?
I would agree to both. I think for a quarterback, it depends on what system he's in, what coaches are going to be coaching him, and what kind of personnel that he's in. If he's a top five pick or a first pick, the team that has a first pick is not very good, and there's probably not a lot of talent around him to make him continue to look like he looks right now. But he's got all the skills in the world. He's been in multiple systems, so his processing is good. Listen, you can doubt Restrepo. I don't know if people still do. The dude gets open, and he is tough. I mean, if you watch one of those games, man, if there's a tough catch, he just makes it. And I know this. Quarterbacks love throwing to guys like that. You don't have to be the fastest in the world. I mean, Michael Irvin wasn't the fastest in the world, and he'd be like, you know what? I'll tell you where I'm running. I'm not faster than you, but I know I'm hungry. I'm going to outcompete you and get the ball. And that's what I think Restrepo does, and why he's been so successful, and why he'll continue to be successful.
Speaking of Cam Ward, Gino, I got to ask you, because he's up for the Heisman. You won the Heisman. Is Cam Ward better than you at football?
Cam Ward's having the best statistical season any University of Miami quarterback has had. I mean, he's tied with Walsh for the season passing touchdown record through nine games. He passed me a long time ago for touchdowns in a season. They're undefeated. You know, he's had miraculous comebacks and great. He's been phenomenal. His stats are by far the best, and I think that you know, the trophy is there. It's within his sights, and it's going to take some good performances here in November to secure it. But I think he's the leader in the clubhouse now, and he's got an opportunity to you know, start reaching for it and putting his arms around it. But yeah, he's having the best season any Miami quarterback's ever had.
Do we put him on the Mount Rushmore of UM quarterbacks yet? Can we do that through nine games?
You know,
because it's you and Vinny for sure, right? You were the two that won Heismans, correct?
Yes, there's only two of us with the Heismans.
You and Vinny. Don't be humble. Hold on.
No, I don't ever agree with what we do in today's environment by active players. It doesn't matter whatever. This guy's a Hall of Famer. You know what? He hasn't even finished his career. Let's let the cards play out first.
So you will not put him on the Mount Rushmore.
I'm not saying that. I'm not going to.
Well, it sounds
that.
Like that's what you're intimating.
That is not what I'm intimating. I'm going to say,
who are you taking off, Bernie?
Hawk, I put together a Mount Rushmore of Hurricanes quarterbacks today to ask Gino.
All right. Let's hear this. Go ahead. Solana, who's your Mount Rushmore of Canes quarterback?
Okay, and I put a lot of time into this, Gino. I want you to know. I really did. Right. Okay.
I am, you know what, with bated breath, because I think there's going to be some names on there that might not be.
Right. Maybe a Kenny Rushmore. Kelly is coming right at us like a laser beam.
Oh, well, give me a chance here, Gino. I take this stuff serious.
Okay.
Ken Dorsey. Cam Ward.
Okay.
Ja'Cory Harris.
All right.
And George Myra.
See, why are you laughing at Ja'Cory? Ja'Cory Harris has got more yards. I think he left as the school's leading passer, if I'm not mistaken. Him and Stephen Morris. So statistically, yeah, okay, I see where you're coming from. And then Morris, and then George.
Yeah,
George was the first.
You didn't get, but his joke there. I heard the joke, Solana, and I appreciated it. He said George Myra.
Oh,
I didn't, he was baiting you in there. He was baiting you in, but you stepped on it. But I appreciate it.
I apologize for ruining the with bated breath. I just, to me, I, you know, thank you that Cam is here. that's what I would say. I told you in the spring. I'm like, he's special. He's been the glue to the team.
Let me do something different here. Let's exclude Cam Ward. Let's take out current Hurricanes quarterbacks. Give me the Mount Rushmore of Miami Hurricanes quarterbacks from the past.
Current from the past?
No. From the past, no current.
Oh boy.
I'm taking out Cam Ward and Hufflepuffer.
Puffenbarger. What's his name?
Puffenbarger. Yeah, Puffenbarger. Let's go. Right. Emery.
Reese, just in case you were going to put him up there.
Emery, Reese, Judd, and Cam. That's our four.
But don't be humble because you belong up there.
You know, I think that's tough. I mean, you know, you got Myra, who was the first get to the NFL in the 60s. You got Bernie, won the first national championship. Oh, by the way, right before that was Jim Kelly. Then Vinny, Walsh, Erickson, myself, Dorsey. I don't know. I'm not getting in this conversation.
All right. Let me ask you a different question then. To rank something. And this is just number one. Yesterday happened to be National Nachos Day. Where are the best nachos?
Oh,
and you know the answer to this. You know the answer, and you better get this right.
I would guess probably like someplace like Chili's or something like that that's not in business anymore. Or
first of all, there's Chili's all over
at the ballpark, just dipping in the thing.
It's Flanagan's, Gino. It's Flanagan's.
Okay, all right.
Flanagan's in the Grove. How many plates of nachos at Flanny's in the Grove did you have during college?
You know, I was more of a full rack of ribs, Joe's meal deal guy at the end of the night.
Fair.
Maybe. So I didn't.
Visual meal.
Because me, I like nachos. I just don't like all the stuff all over my hands. And then I got to go wash my hands to, you know, no, I don't.
Weirdest
I'm not
thing. We heard this from Crowder yesterday. What is wrong? I mean, I got to start doing this show with alpha males. These guys, they're walking around with their wet naps and their hand sanitizer.
That's why I said nachos.
You don't wash your hands after rack of ribs slathered in their sauce?
Nachos at a ball game because you get the cheese on the side and you can get one chip and you can dip a little bit and you don't get it on your hands.
You can keep the chip crispy. You don't have all the sogginess and
100%. Because what you end up doing, Channing, is you go to the chips on the bottom to scrape all the stuff off the chips on top that are all soggy and, yeah, I'm with you.
The key is to get someogginess in the chip.
It's and so, so when I get... Nachos are so far down my ordering menu at Flanagan's.
I'm just shocked by this. I mean, that's...
Low clap.
That's their thing, man.
No, it's not. It's ribs. Ribs and dolphin sandwiches.
It's dolphin fingers, ribs, the rock and rib rolls.
If you want to be healthy, you have the mahi, the grilled mahi, dolphin fingers. Come on, man!
It's the ribs or the rock and rib rolls or the nachos.
And the garlic rolls. I'm trying to schedule my 5-year NFL physical, and I'm going to schedule one for you because I really think we need to take you and see what your blood work and lipids and triglycerides and all that stuff.
I'm drinking a glass of lipids right now.
The syringe would melt.
Hey, the other thing.
They would actually use a baster. They can get all the butter out of me.
You talked about the grills, and I know you're down on Thanksgiving. I know you're down on the turkey at Thanksgiving.
I'm just not doing turkey.
I'm going to tell you, at least when I do my turkey, I do it on my grill on a rotisserie. Ooh. And I make some herb butter, and I jam it underneath the skin of the turkey. Mm-hmm. And trust me, you will like my turkey at Thanksgiving.
I love an herb butter. So here's what I would ask you to do. Grab a couple pieces of bread out of the fridge, toast them up on that nice grill of yours, and just butter some herb butter on them. I'll have a couple pieces of toast. You guys knock yourself out with that turkey and stuffing. True or untrue? Buttered toast is one of life's great joys.
I'll make like 2 sticks of butter, all kinds of herbs, and then jam it underneath the skin all over the place. And then when I tie it on the on the spit. It usually keeps it in there, and then it just melts in there. So the herbs are underneath the skin, and the butter keeps. Yeah, it just keeps. It gets nice and crusty on the skin. Yeah.
Oh, it's, you jam the oranges and the garlic and the lemons inside.
Rosemary, after. Lemons. Yeah. Thyme. Oh yeah. Ooh, tarragon. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Goodness. Yeah. Man,
I do that thing with the butter. I don't do any herbs, though. Just two sticks of butter, and I jam them anywhere. I don't care if it's Thanksgiving or not. I always have two sticks of butter on me at all times.
It's a Friday night? What is going on?
Whatever it takes, man. Gino Toretta, he's going to be on the call for Touchdown Radio, Florida, Texas, this Saturday. Gino is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And I said before, traditions are better with Traeger and Evening's Delight. So you head over there, you grab one during the holiday sale, add wood-fired flavor to your festivities. From November 16th through December 24th, you can get up to $400 off select Traeger grills. Also save on pellets, rubs, and more. Have a great broadcast on Saturday. Safe travels to Texas, and we will speak with you next week.
Appreciate it. I will tell the Florida Gator leadership, Channing, you said hello, and thanks for their email and vote of confidence for their head coach.
Reevaluate the situation, Gino. That's all I got
to say. He endorses the vote of confidence 100%.
Reevaluate the situation.
Crowder, T, and J are down with bringing Napier back for as many seasons as they want.
Just leave options open.
See you, Gino.
See you guys.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. He joins us on Thursdays, and we will continue on with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!